The NSERC Industrial Research Chair in Swine Welfare says changing public attitudes and economics will help set the direction of animal welfare heading toward 2030. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Raising the bar, swine production and welfare in 2030 will be discussed next week in Winnipeg as part of the 2019 Manitoba Swine Seminar. Dr. Yolande Seddon, an assistant professor in swine behavior and welfare with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine and NSERC Industrial Research Chair in swine welfare, says attitudes toward the well-being of animals raised for food have been changing globally since the 1960s, and the momentum appears to be building.
Factors that will shape it include the fact that we'll still probably at this stage be trying to increase the amount of meat protein that is produced. So as per usual, the industry will be no doubt striving for greater economic efficiency. We also need to be as efficient as possible from an environmental footprint perspective of how farming is shaping the world. And as we strive to be more efficient, that in itself does have implications for the animals' welfare in terms of the breeding values we're selecting for them and asking for more productivity. But there will also be potentially on the horizon at this stage more demand to have systems changed. So we already have Canada going to group housing for gestating sows, but there are other areas of the system that in time will likely come under pressure to be changed to a system that would better accommodate the behavioral requirements of the animals. And that in itself brings major challenges. So when you're putting the fact that you have to strive for greater efficiency with some potential major management changes and even system design changes, that's the way it could shape up in the long run.
Dr. Seddon says we won't necessarily be there by 2030, but the momentum will be building. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.